This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are doing a special Friday episode as we drink cans of Crushinator from Maplewood. We recap my trip to Paris, Amsterdam, Austin, and Nick shares about his doubleheader he went to at Sox Park. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick Waite.
We got a special Friday edition. We should be like just shotgunning these beers, really.
It's Friday night at the studio, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should, man. Play something loud, do some whiskey.
Just go at it. But yeah, thanks for joining us. Sorry for the late episode this week. We've been traveling. Nick's had events he's been going to, so we just haven't been able to sync up.
Yeah, man. And then you fucking left the country. What the fuck?
Yeah, I left, came back, left the state again. You know, I've been all over. I'll dive into that in a minute here, but we'll talk about this beer that we're drinking. We got some Maplewood Crushinator.
Yeah, man. So this is their Session IPA, man. Brewed with pride for good folks everywhere. Hey, so, you know, this Session IPA... And, you know, they had something at a Chicago Ale Fest a few weeks ago called Satan Slacks. Yeah, it was a IPA with mango. It was a collab with Kuma's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so pleasant when they come around. When they make their way around in our little rotation here, it's always pleasant. You know?
I don't remember if we've done the Crushinator. I know we've done the... Pants of Juice or Son of Juice?
Yeah, there's Son of Juice, and then there's Husky Pants.
Yeah. We've done... the juice, and we've done before they were in cans. We had one that might have been, I don't even know, that might have been the Crushinator,
maybe. And then we both been to the Maple Room,
yeah. Still, that name needs to catch on,
dude. I love it. And then you know what else, man? Your Russian Imperial Stout comes in a coffee mug, old school diner style coffee mug when you go to
the Maple Room. And they have like cocktail or like slushies, right?
Yeah,
so that's pretty awesome.
Man.
Especially with the summer hitting, you got that place with cocktails, you got Glug Slushies up north.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And, you know, and one more thing about them, man, when everyone was doing those chug, that was a series of chug videos that went around recently and from breweries, you know, doing some kind of, you know, Arctic shotgun challenge or something.
Well, or they probably challenge each other or something.
Yeah. And when these guys, when it came to their turn, they they chugged like a whole fifth of whiskey, all of them in the video.
Damn.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I didn't see any of those.
Yeah, so. Those guys are they're different.
Nice, okay. But always digging their stuff. They are really crushing that New England-style IPA. They're kind of, I feel like they're up there in the status of it for people. So, yeah, check out this beer. Check out their spot, the Maple Room. Go see a movie. You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
What is it? So it's Session IPA. It's come, 5%? 4.5. Yeah.
This one's got four different hops.
Yeah, this is not going to get our Friday started.
No, three grains. One of them's a flake maize. I always like to follow because, you know, I don't know what everybody's not doing the same thing to get a hazy beer. This is like a flaked, flake maize is one of the grains in this one.
Oh, does that help with the haze?
Yeah, I imagine it's probably hazier than like, you know, just straight crystal malt or whatever that's being used.
Maybe, okay. Yeah. But yeah, ton of hops. Nice. So we'll crush these as we talk about this past week. So following last week's episode, I basically bounced. I was out of Chicago, so I wasn't diving much into Chicago events or anything like that. I was out in Paris.
Right on.
And I don't know if I talked about it on the episode, but I was pretty sure the beer selection was going to be weak.
Yeah, man. I think we were saying, like, to get beer, you probably have to hit up, you know, one of their European neighbors to get some proper beer. But in Paris proper, how much good beer would you find, right?
Yeah, you would think that it being such a tourist place, you would see, like, some beer bars or it would be something. No. Like, they do a lot of Belgian beers. They have that, is it Left or Left? L-E-F-F-E.
The one that I think AB picked them up a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have their basically equivalent of their Bud Light or Budweiser on tap, and it's about the same everywhere you go. And that was pretty sad.
Yeah.
I didn't even run into like a rare beer bar or see a spot that had something different. We did hop on the train and go out to a brewery or a brew pub called Panami. And it was pretty far out there on one side of Paris, so we had to take a couple trains to transfer over there and then walk.
It was
like
the Joliet of Paris.
We had to walk like, I don't know, 20 minutes after the train to get out there. And as you're walking down there, you just realize everyone just hangs out on the river and just drinks. Like, they have their little blanket, and they're just next to the water. Basically, if you're sitting on this table, the water's right there. Like, you could lean and fall in the water, but everyone's just out there drinking.
Just hanging out
wine.
By the river.
Saw some people smoking a hookah. Just, like, they got food out there. They got picnic tables.
Sounds like my kind of river.
Like, everything's going on.
Down by the river.
Yeah, so we should have did that, but we ended up walking and checking out this brew pub. We got there just before last call because we were running all over the city. So had a couple beers there. They had a New England IPA.
No kidding. This brewery in Paris.
Yeah. Not good.
Of course they.
Not good. And I'm not saying that because I was hating on the style for so long.
Yeah.
They just shouldn't do it. Like, it's not.
That's tough, man. Because, you know, this is a major city, you know.
When, yeah.
You know, you think London, you think Paris. You know, this is a big city, so I don't know what's up with that. All these other big cities, you know, they all have good beers, so I don't get it.
Yeah.
Hey, but yeah, I guess, right, what was that? Like, you know, like Paris is like, they grow grapes probably, right? Like, is it?
Well, yeah, out in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big wine.
That's their jam. Mm-hmm. And then I think people who got into beer over there were living so far north where the grains grew and the grapes didn't really grow that well.
I guess, yeah, that would probably make sense. So they just, it's not a beer culture. Yeah, they have lots of wine. We did a handful of wine. I did a lot of white wine. I think it may have been the summer and walking around so much, like just drinking light white wine.
Yeah.
A lot of beer there.
Groovy time, though.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's really funny that you just can basically walk around and drink.
Yeah.
Like, that's most of Europe and anywhere else. You're just like, oh, I'll just have a beer. Like, we were taking the train one night after that brew pub. It was like 2 a.m. A couple girls get on the train. Train's packed at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
They're just chugging a bottle of wine, passing it back and forth. And it's like, it's a weird, because it's like, man, you girls are like, this is ridiculous. How much do you have to drink? And it's like, nope, that's just what they do here.
Yeah.
Just passing a bottle of wine back and forth.
Man. They figured out how to live, man. They probably do more. They probably get more vacation time and like the whole nine. They probably just know how to live out there.
Sure, yeah. You know? But then right away following that, I got back. I was here for a day. And then I made my way to Austin. And there you got some good beer.
Love Austin, Texas. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite cities in the country.
That was my first time there, and I was in and out so quick that I had a total of 4 beers while I was there. That was all I had time for, and I was like, I think I'm drunk, and I have to be at the airport at 6 a.m. tomorrow, so yeah. I better go to sleep. But the Hops and Grains is a big local brewery out there. I had a couple of their beers. Had something from Lovecraft. They had a Kolsch that was really good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have any of the Austin Beer Works or Jester King, any of those. But
yeah, I remember 1 year at one year at Great American Beer Fest. These guys from the Austin Beer Guide were there.
Yeah.
And they had this 100. It was a 100 can pack of beer, 99 cans of beer
that
one of these crews in Austin made.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, man, Austin, Texas, man. These dudes throwing the wildest party here.
Yeah, that's crazy. It seems like a cool city. They have those electric scooters all around where you just like scan the GPS code and then you like rent them for like however long and you can just zip around the city.
Right on.
I didn't do that because I had no idea where I was. I had very little idea. I was like, I think I can walk down this street and get some beer. I think I can walk over here and get some barbecue.
Yeah.
So that was about it. But Hops and Grains, yeah, that was where Those are some good beers. I think one of them might have been a New England style IPA. It was good, but not the like best. It was more of like a session. It was like this, like the Crushinator, a hazy session beer, yeah. Not a juicy New England style IPA. But yeah, that was my week, and now I'm back here.
I got to get back to Austin, man.
That was a cool time. I gotta go back. Yeah. Experience it a little more. What about you, Nick? What have you been up to? What have you been drinking here while I've been gone?
Man, kind of slow motion, man. You know, it was perfect weather. I spent the whole weekend at White Sox Park, man. And this place, they got 3 or 4 different bars in there.
Yeah.
So, and the coolest one is probably the Rev Social Tap, okay. Right? Which was like a Miller Lite tap a few years ago, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that one. And then there's something called the Huntington Bank Stadium Club, which is kind of like a it's not a suite. It's like, but it's on the suite level.
Okay.
But it's like a big restaurant where you can, you know, pay $25 and go drink at their bar and be indoors and watch the game, right? Kind of like that.
Oh, just yeah. Pay like, do you have to buy a ticket and then you pay on top of that, or is it just
exactly
pay?
Oh, okay. Like you can buy a ticket and just sit at your seat, or you could buy this little $25 upgrade and then you can have access to this bar.
But tickets are like $1, right?
Dude, Chicago has the most expensive tickets in baseball. And the cheapest tickets in baseball. Yeah. They have, that's weird. But yeah. Oh, and the third bar is the Craft Cave.
Oh, cool.
And that's really the one, man. Because that's the one that's got 75 up here in cans. You know, it's in the outfield right behind, you know, the outfielders.
Yeah.
That's the coolest bar. Yeah. So that's what I did all weekend, man.
So you're out there watching baseball as everyone's out here watching the World Cup.
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I got my World Cup fix 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was hanging out over there by Roots Pizza on Chicago. Yeah. That little bar, I would watch it every game pretty much. Yeah. Oh, but that was last time. So,
okay.
Yeah, I watch baseball or just, you know, watch something on demand. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, but yeah, man, so I had, some Hot Butcher stuff was out there.
Oh, cool.
What is it? What else did I really, really dig? It was weird, man, because, like, the bar with the best location, the Stadium Club, actually had the least amount of options. You know, you're forced to Allagash White and Miller products.
Okay.
Yeah. The Craft Cave, which is like, you know, which is like out in the outfield, has the best options. But I would have thought that, because see, you can't take beer from one to the other. It was kind of
not weird. Even like, you don't even get a plastic cup.
Yeah, you can take beer from, you know, Rev Social and
but not the Craft Cave.
Yeah, but it was weird.
Huh.
So,
I wonder what the reason is. It because it's in cans? I saw you posted the picture on Instagram, and yeah. You had the can. So yeah. Is it because they give you the vessel for it?
No. So the Craft Cave is fine.
Right? Yeah.
And Rev Social is fine. This third bar.
Oh, the third bar.
The third bar. The Huntington.
Social
Club.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't take beers from the Social Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which I thought was strange because you have such a two badass bars out here, you know. You got two badass bars. That third bar's got to kick just as much ass, and it don't.
It doesn't. Damn, okay.
The bar
don't pay to upgrade then, right?
Yeah, for the upgrade that they're charging, they need to fix that bar.
Mm-hmm. Unless maybe it's super hot and you want that AC or something, right?
And it's a great option. You're not tethered to your seat. You know, I like to cruise. You know how we are when we go to festivals, cruise the whole party. Same thing, cruise the whole park, you know. So, you know, having that option to go up there and cruise and actually have, you know, a table and, you know, and windows and a different vibe.
That's cool, yeah. Yeah. And because baseball's pretty slow, so you can kind of
exactly
move around, hit up a new spot. You didn't miss anything, so.
Yeah, but I love that park, man, because the outfield, you know, well, there's nowhere to party afterwards, right? You know, Maria's is like a mile and a half away. So, you know, tailgating is really popular down there.
Yeah.
You know, tailgate game is real strong down there. Oh, but then there's a concourse right behind the outfield where people just kind of cruise with their beers, you know? And you just go to every bar because every bar's got different beer and you drink.
I've never been to the stadium.
It's a fun ride. Fireworks night. Nice. It was good.
I did find, I was going through old baseball cards that I picked up from my mom's house. I was just getting random stuff that was still there. I had an old Comiskey ticket stub from the old park. So that was cool.
Right.
But that was the only game. That was the only Sox game I've ever seen.
That's my only Sox connection. Yeah, old Comiskey right across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's the parking lot.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, it's one of these days. I think the the fact that you can tailgate there is like pretty awesome, and the beer selection is amazing.
Yeah.
So
those are both facts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So anything else you hit up then, or just enjoying that outdoor life?
Yeah, man, just living, man. You know, I got a hold of some Italian sparkling wine for National Prosecco Week.
Is that right now?
No, this was last week.
Last week.
last week, same week as the game. Yeah, so went over to the Gauge for like nice. a little class on Prosecco, which was cool. Not a lot of difference between that and Champagne. Except for, you know, with country of origin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but champagne is bottle conditioned, you know, where the Prosecco is not.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't even have any champagne and I was in the country. I also am not a champagne person,
you know, because
it gives me a headache.
Dude, those bubbles, man. And, you know, they have four or five of these Proseccos there, and the Gauge is trying to show you how versatile it is with food. It actually is very good with like fried foods.
Okay.
You know? And you know, you can like pound them on the porch. You know, I like mine, you know, like, you know, I'm a big mimosa. It goes great in that. But though, it goes well with, you know, like roasted pork.
Yeah.
You know, it goes well. It stands up because of the bubbles. It actually stands up to larger dishes, which I would have blown it off as just being a summer, you know, backyard.
Okay.
Wine.
This guy in Austin, we were at this bar, he was telling me this place did mimosas on the weekends. They do them in steins, and you get a stamp because you can only have one. Like your hand gets stamped because not like the big Prosecco or champagne bottle, like the half size one, not the tiny one, but the half size. You get that and orange juice and a stein, and you're only allowed one of them.
Man. I dig it, man. You know, I know Goose Island, they do a Sophie mimosa, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I do like that mimosa thing. Yeah. Oh, but that's all I went to. Last time I went to the Gauge was the day of the Chicago Cubs championship parade.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hadn't been there in a while, right on Michigan Ave.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, we'll have to, I need to make it to a Sox game, and we should plan a remote episode. We could just tailgate in the park and then record some at the bars.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
That's a fantastic idea. Yeah, Maria's is over there.
Yeah.
What else is over there? Well, Mars is kind of far away.
Mars
is
far.
Moody
Tong, isn't that? It's like
that's true.
A little bit of ways.
The whole Pilsen scene
isn't
too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could make it. You'd make it around all those spots.
Yeah.
Nice. Any standout things you had to drink then out of all of that?
Man, you know, I got a hold of this.
Check my untap and see what see what I checked into that I really liked this week.
Man, most recent thing I had was it was a gin cocktail with New Holland, the New Holland brewery that's also a distillery. Had their gin in a cocktail.
Okay.
Yesterday, I really dug that. Man, what else did I get that I really dug? I don't know. Come back to me on that one, Brad. What did you have these last 7 days?
Oh. I didn't even mention this, but on this France trip, we had a layover in Amsterdam.
Right on.
So we'd stop there. And so I got to try Amstel, like regular Amstel.
Right.
And so I had the unfiltered Amstel at a bar. That's like a thing. That was a standout. I'm not saying the best thing I drank, but the standout thing I drank because it was unique. I got to try it and got to drink Amstel in the country that it's made.
So yeah.
That was kind of cool.
That is pretty cool.
Not Amstel Light.
Yeah, not Amstel Light, which apparently they only sell to us, you know, silly Americans, right? Like something like that. Oh, but then I guess it's kind of like having that unfiltered, Pilsner Kel when it rolls around, like, and, you know, it's actually coming over. Mm-hmm. It's coming over cold. Like, they pay extra to fly it over cold.
But the best thing I think I drank was also an Amstel. It's from a brewery called More Beer Brewing.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just a pale ale called Dutch Eagle. It was pretty good. I feel like there's probably some legal battles that could happen between Moore here in Illinois and Moore Beer out in, I don't know if they're in Amsterdam, but they're Dutch.
Is it all one word, Moore Beer?
Moore Beer.
They do it with the I-E or the E-E-R, like beer?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was weird. Huh. I had to get it because I was like, well, more? I got to get more beer. And then, it's more beer.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, you know, I went to a BYOB and we had the gummy Apocalypse from Noon Whistle.
Oh, we were drinking that on that with the Hop Butcher, not Hop Butcher guys, the Hop Review guys.
Oh, yeah. One of those up from the Gummy series.
Yeah.
And, you know, they changed the law so that they got the tall boy 16-ounce, these Noon Whistle guys. They changed the law so that you pop the top and the entire top comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they really want you to, they want you to get the aromatics. I can appreciate that. I want you to have these aromatics. If you're a commuter, I want you to have these aromatics so bad we're going to go change the law.
Uh-huh.
So that hole can be bigger so you can get in there and smell it, man. I mean, that's cool. So.
It's pretty. I wonder, why? Yeah, that's an interesting thing that you use the can that way. But, like, why it changed to this versus the other thing?
Yeah, I think it was probably dangerous, right? Like, because whatever you peeled off is now, like, actually, like, you could really, it's easy to cut your hand on this bigger piece that comes off.
And I think it became, like, a recycling thing at one point. Like, you're more likely to... There's nothing in this can or this crushinator that we're opening that gets removed, right? You could remove that little tab, but really it stays together so you're not throwing something on the ground.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Gummy Apocalypse. All right. Nice. So this being a Friday episode, we have no events to mention this weekend. But we do have a couple Wednesday things because we're going to record again Tuesday. And when we mention Wednesday things, you guys don't know because then you listen at the earliest on Wednesday. And that's me getting the episode up on time.
What the fuck, Brad?
Yeah. So we're not even going to mention events except for a couple Wednesday things. So we're going to hop into that. Like, we got two things on Wednesday. One from Alarmist.
Yeah, man. So Alarmist is throwing a benefit for the Young Center. And that's it's a center for immigrant children's rights, man. So what they're doing is they're offering from 6 to 9 on Wednesday, it's a swag bag raffle.
Okay.
Yeah, so you get swag bags from different breweries, right? They're offering that up to raise money for these for this program.
Is that at their brewery or
where
is that?
Yeah, this is in the tap room.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so good for them, man. Craft beer doing some good, man. Craft beer is traditionally known for helping causes, always donating energy and resources to nonprofits, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's always been a calling card of craft beer. So
yeah, and Alarmist does a lot of it. They do stuff like for animals. They do stuff for women. They do a lot of things. Like Gary Golick's crew is definitely.
And this is timely too, man, because you know our government is snatching these children away from their families. These are sad, sad times in this country we live in, man.
Yep.
So there's also that, man. And then the good folks at Off Color are partying on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the Off Color Summertime Social. It's going to be at Bub City. Yeah, so this is 6 to 8, and this is a $32 ticket. So this will get you food and beers. They got like 5 or 6 beers that they're bringing.
Okay.
This one that caught my eye was, April Rain. April Rain is a Sudaki Wild Ale. So that's like it's like the fruit from, it's like an orange from, like, you know, it's like an Asian orange. It's like a cousin of like the yuzu.
Okay.
Right, and I'll probably fuck the name up too.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a wild ale, and then they got another one called Sparkles Finds Trouble.
Okay, we've had Sparkles Finds Trouble on here, or we've drank it at one point.
Yeah.
That's a good beer.
That's Troublesome with Hibiscus.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's also Wednesday, man.
All right, so those two events Wednesday.
Bub City Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah.
Jared Rubin, he made a beer with them as well, so they seem to like they seem to like hanging out there.
I don't know it's right over there, right?
Right, okay. Right where by the Whole Foods.
Right by this the Whole Foods, right back in there. I went there once. Maeve and I went there once. I'm gonna say it was okay.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't anything. I'm not like telling anyone like. Go get this, but it was good, but it wasn't like the best barbecue you'll have. It's not Green Street Meats, right? But it's good.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere is kind of nice. You could just hang out there and drink. Like it feels like a place you could just like hang out for a long time.
Yeah, I had a $20 smoked salmon at Green Street Meats, and it was quite nice.
Yeah,
quite nice.
Green Street Meats is like another level.
Yeah.
But Bub City, it's good, nice.
This show is a trip, man. Hey, yeah, so that's all we got for events, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, then before we get out of here, we always like to close with a little bit of beer news, some stuff that's been happening.
Yeah.
Or other events like tickets go on sale. What do we got?
Yeah, man. We'll start with tickets going on sale. So we got the Big North. That's Half Acre's big annual like birthday party, basically. So they do this is year three of the Big North, right?
Okay.
But then year three at the current location. And this is the eighth one overall, I believe.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, so tickets go on sale on June 27th for that. Haven't been to a Half Acre party yet.
I have never been to one either.
Yeah.
So. Feel like, is this the time? Is this our year?
I think this is our year, man. You know, and then I remember we were reading about this last year, man. They had like almost 50 of their own beers.
But yeah. This shit, it sells out so fast, right?
It does. Yeah. Maybe they got a lot of room.
A lot of room, yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
We recorded the show there once.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that should count for something.
Do we get something for this? Like, 5 minutes, like, to get tickets?
Or something, yeah.
You gotta get, they'd sell out, like, almost instantly, right?
Yeah, you know, at Dark Lord Day, they had, they did have a code for pre-sale, you know. Okay. Now, the code got cracked. I think it was something basic, though, like Dark Lord 2018.
Three Floyds Rocks.
But they had a code for, like, you know, early sales. So maybe something like that, right? That's not too much.
All right. So, but get your tickets for the Big North. The event's probably going to happen at their Bowmanville location,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, for sure.
They got the space. They got the room, yeah. And yeah. I'm sure if Spiteful Smart, they will also have an event that day.
Man, it just hit the whole block.
Yeah. Like, don't mess with, like, ride those coattails, Spiteful.
Man. I mean, because your neighbor is Half Acre.
Yeah.
And it's cool that they're like, right? They're like literally like what? Uh-huh. One door down, right?
And they're open an hour later, right?
Yeah, they're open later.
So they're like doing the Dovetail thing where Dovetail's open an hour later than Beguile. So you leave Beguile, of course you're going to Dovetail.
Yeah. You see that work in other cities, and I think it's cool to see, and I hope it continues. I hope everybody's over there buying all their fucking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right on. Gay Pride Parade is this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so two beers made for a Gay Pride Parade. Not for the parade, but for Gay Pride.
Okay.
Right? Illuminated Brew Works. They got a DDH, D-IPA with peaches.
Nice.
The Gay Agenda. And then Mars has a Gay IPA.
Okay. What's in the Gay IPA?
It's a double IPA with lactose.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
It costs twice as much as
every other gay beer ever made. Hey, so Illuminators is cool, man, because 10% of their sales for every bottle is going to go to the Howard Brown Health Clinic, right? And that's this clinic that it eliminates like disparities in healthcare experienced by LGBT.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's this for the cause. We're not sure yet what caused the Mars beer.
They always do. Yeah. They did stuff with their radio. It was the radio one we did. We had the box, the boom box.
I remember that, the Lumpin' one.
The Lumpin', like some of that money went to Lumpin' Radio. So those price tags equal like the money goes to somewhere else oftentimes. So,
yeah.
Right. Nice. So you can pick up those beers probably around or at their brew pub. Are they going to be at like around for the parade, like over there?
Yeah. And then Mars is having a release party where they'll have the other beer. Hey, man. So there's this new project at the North Branch of the Chicago River, which is Goose Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crossroads Brewery at the Boatyard. Yeah, so this is 6,500 feet. This is a collab project, man, between Phil Wymore, who is the brewmaster at Perennial down in St. Louis.
And the man behind Daisy Cutter.
Yeah, that's what they say. And some, you know, I've heard some people say, like, you know, one of the sisters, like Lolita, too, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so this guy. And then the team at Few Spirits.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they're
Evanston crew.
Yeah, the Evanston Distillery, man. So they're getting together. For a joint project on the river. They've also got a restaurant partner, and it's the Parker Restaurant Group, and that's the crew behind Mahalo in Wicker Park. You know, that Hawaiian bar with the cool rooftop?
Yeah. I've never been on the rooftop. I've been there. No. Have I been to Mahalo, or was I at the place it was beforehand? I don't remember. I've been in that building.
Yeah, it's across the street from Choco.
Well, not anymore. That's not
Oh, did they close that?
They closed that.
Oh, so the original... breakfast joint across
there
the
are too many legit tacos, man, in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
So they
couldn't support the pseudo legit tacos.
No, I don't think anyone could figure out how to get into Choco.
Yeah.
Because the door was on the side.
Yeah.
And so you're drunk on that street that is often full of a lot of people that are drinking, and you can't get in there.
Yeah.
You give up very quickly. Like, where's the door? I don't know. I'm out.
Yeah. That place, when it was cool when it was a tequila bar. Before that same building was tequila bar. It was cooler when it was that. Yeah. Super, super cool breakfast joint across the street, though.
Yeah, Bongo.
Thank you, the Bongo Room. That's the original Bongo Room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, but this
so sidetracked.
Hey. Yo, so this brewery, man, this sounds interesting because, well, this is the place that Finch. Remember, Finch had this big article in the newspaper. Yeah, we got 80,000 square feet. We're building a brewery on the river for you, Chicago. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that never happened. But this is that same area.
That didn't even just not happen. That wasn't even a thing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe we all fell for that. It was in multiple publications. I'm like, really? Finch is doing that?
So this is in that spot,
yeah,
in that area.
So they see it as, Goose Island, the island, is, it's got a lot of money from the city. It's been identified as some kind of zone that they need to turn into a retail zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big push over there. There's already a coffee shop over there. Right.
There
and
is.
Then, right. Yeah, so they're talking about, yeah, Hero Coffee is the name of the coffee.
Oh, yeah, Hero's good.
Yeah, well, so.
There's the, Roscoe has like the spot here, Hero Coffee, they serve it.
Yeah.
And there's one on Chicago Avenue right down the street from Forbidden Root.
So many coffee joints that I haven't really been to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they want this to be an event space and a live music venue as well. And then Few Spirits is going to have a barrel. It'll be a barrel warehouse also.
Oh, cool.
Right, yeah, so they're all getting together to party. And if this works out, they're going to do another one in Dallas, Texas, allegedly.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, because one of their friends on this project, they all went to school down there, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, Phil loves Chicago. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's an event that he could be here for, he is here. Definitely a big fan of the city. And St. Louis isn't really that far.
Yeah, yeah. So that sounds exciting. Chicago loves to drink, man. Mm-hmm. This could work because, you know, you can take that, the water taxis are sometimes faster than regular taxis if you're downtown, you know. So
yeah,
you can ride from, you know, Chinatown to downtown and then come up the North Branch and land at a brewery. Like, you're
right.
Getting traffic.
You can get on, like, right over by the Goose Island Clybourne Pub.
Right.
Right over there somewhere, right?
Yeah, they've got a Clybourne stop, which is walking distance from this place, and they're probably going to have their own stop now.
I've never taken the water taxi.
Dude, it's so dope.
Yeah, what is it? Like, it's like $5, $3?
Yeah, like $4 each way. Yeah, it's cool.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I know. Taking it from basically that area to Chinatown is nuts for $4.
Yeah.
And what? Then,
like, we try to get from West Loop, you know, to Ogilvy. From Ogilvy over to Michael Jordan Steakhouse sometimes for lunch once a year. And in a cab, we timed it, and a cab is like twice the amount. It's like 20 minutes in a cab, and it's like an 8-minute ride on the
Where's Michael Jordan Steakhouse?
Oh, it's on the Mag Mile. So it's it would be the Michigan Avenue stop on the water taxi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, right next to Tribune Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know. I don't even know. I've never taken the water taxi. I don't know where it goes. I know it's a thing. I don't know how it works.
Right.
I think you can buy tickets beforehand, and they're a little cheaper, right?
Yeah, and then there's stations.
Yeah.
You know. And they sell tickets at the station.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one of these. All right. Yeah, Chinatown. Water taxi. That's my mission for this summer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a Sox game and ride the water taxi. I should just ride it to Chinatown, eat, and then.
Fucking $6 later, you're at Sox Park?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. We should get out of here. We'll be back in a few days with another episode, so you are getting them like back to back. Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah, cool. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, Chicago Beer Pass. Everything gets posted there. We're usually posting on Instagram quite a bit, especially when we go to things. When we don't, it's a little lacking on there. But, you know, we try to save our good photos for that. And then our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We share other events, photos, articles, stuff like that. Check that out. And we'll be back in a few days, next week, with another episode. Take care.
Right on. Oh, shout out to Taste of Peru. That's the Be Well, Be Spot where I had the apocalypse, gummy apocalypse.
Nice.
All right, cheers.